Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. That highly anticipated meeting between President Trump and our mayor-elect, that is happening tomorrow. Let's get more from our Glenn Shuck.
In fact, the official announcement from the president on Truth Social, he couldn't resist, I guess, taking another dig at Mamdani here. The quote is, the communist mayor of New York City has asked for a meeting, and we have agreed it will take place in the Oval Office Friday, November 21st. Of course, that means tomorrow. Now, in fact, just an hour before this announcement became official, Mamdani was on MS Now.
I want to just speak plainly to the president about what it means to actually stand up for New Yorkers and the way in which New Yorkers are struggling to afford this city. And frankly, cost of living is something that I heard time and time again from New Yorkers about why they voted for Donald Trump.
Now, both sides are saying we're going to get some more details about this meeting at some point today. A spokesperson for Mamdani's transition team saying, as is customary for an incoming mayoral administration, the mayor-elect will meet with the president to discuss public safety, economic security, and affordability. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, Mamdani and Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch made a brief appearance in Lower Manhattan at the NYPD Memorial Wall. That was after he confirmed that she will remain on the job as part of his administration.
Jessica Tisch's decision to stay on may ease concerns over Mamdani's past criticism of the NYPD, but both declined to answer questions about their past differences at the memorial.
Right now, we're here to visit the memorial and honor the legacy of service that so many of our officers have left, and I'm sure there will be plenty of time to discuss all of that.
But Mamdani did discuss a point of agreement.
It's untenable for officers to be asked to respond to the 200,000 mental health calls they receive every year, to be tasked with the responsibility of taking on the mental health crisis, the homelessness crisis.
He said those issues can be handled by a new Department of Community Safety. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A woman who worked for New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is accused of faking a politically motivated attack on herself. Authorities say 26-year-old Natalie Green zip-tied herself and paid an artist to both fake scar her face and body and write Trump whore on her stomach. She claimed the attack happened on July 23rd on a nature trail in Egg Harbor Township and that three men were involved and one of them had a gun. Officials apparently became suspicious when they found other zip ties and a roll of duct tape in her car. She is now charged with conspiracy and making false statements and could be looking at 5 years in jail. The FDNY called to a blaze last night at Santiago's Beer Garden in Harlem. FDNY Deputy Chief James Canty says it then spread to a residential building.
Units quickly discovered that the fire was actually behind the address in the beer garden. There was an outside fire there, but with the windows of the four-story tenement exposed, the fire itself. The fire got into the windows on the second and third floor and through the interior quickly spread to the fourth floor.
175 firefighters from 45 units responded to this blaze. The beer garden was closed at the time. One person suffered minor injuries. The cause of this fire is not yet known. Some big news for the animal rescue community across New York State. Governor Hochul has announced $10 million to support shelters, rescues, and humane societies to renovate their facilities. This is through the Companion Animal Capital Fund, which has given out $48 million in grants since 2017. The governor says $1 million will specifically go to smaller private rescue organizations that are not contracted to cities and towns. The deadline to apply is January 30th. New York City seeing a spike in Mpox cases. This is a rare but contagious disease that's primarily transmitted through intimate and or sexual contact. You can also get it off clothing, bedding, or other items used by somebody with the virus. There have been 88 infections reported in the five boroughs since the beginning of October, 25 this month. The health department says the year-to-date number is 348. What to look for? Flu-like symptoms and a rash or sores. While death from Mpox is rare, it is possible. Regional theater is having a moment on Long Island. One reason, the high cost of Broadway show tickets, with the Broadway League telling Newsday, Long Islanders make up only 4.3% of their overall audience. That's compared to 12% around 20 years ago.
How many Broadway shows have you gone to recently?
None.
That's the consensus here in Huntington, where people say they go to the local theaters or simply stream plays from home instead of traveling into the city for Broadway shows.
The performances at Engelmann are fabulous. Why travel into New York when you can get great theater here?
This woman just moved to Long Island.
So tempting not to leave anywhere. I feel like Huntington is such a great town in terms of, you know, it has everything at your doorstep. And I love the city. It's just, if you don't need to leave, why?
Another big reason for not traveling into the city, people working from home, and it's easier just staying local. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Some new legislation named for the city cop killed in that horrible mass shooting over the summer at the NFL headquarters would give a pension boost to officers who start their careers as civilian employees of the department.
PBA President Pat Hendry joined Diderul Islam's family at the 47th precinct where the slain officer served after getting his start as a school safety officer.
Our hero brother didn't get the opportunity, but this family wants to make sure that other police officers, because he didn't get the chance, they want them to get the chance.
Islam's brother-in-law, police officer Kamrul Hassan, said his death has been especially hard for his two young sons.
They're still waiting for his father to come back, but we know it's not going to happen.
He said it was Islam's American dream to become a cop and bring others from his Bangladeshi community with him. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Looks like we'll have three more years without having to worry about city school buses. The New York City Education Panel has approved a three-year extension of the contracts with private bus companies. That is shorter than the five-year plan the companies had wanted. Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso had argued for a much shorter agreement.
If we do one-year contracts, which even one-year contracts are problematic, but if we do a one-year extension, it forces us to have the conversation. If we're not forcing the conversation, it will not happen. And the people that are suffering because of our political cowardice are our students.
The city schools chancellor says the deal still doesn't address many concerns and that the work of improving bus service must be ongoing. A new report from the city's independent budget office says NYC should rethink our city bike contract with Lyft. That expires in 2029. The report found that while this model enabled fast expansion with little public spending, it's also resulted in rider costs that are higher than in major peer cities worldwide. The IBO's Brian Kane.
Now is the time for policymakers, advocates, and just city bike users to decide on their priorities for the system. And we wrote this report to help readers understand the context of CityBike, its history, its costs over time, comparing it to other cities so that they can identify what they want to push for.
Well, Lyft says it's working with the city DOT and Con Ed to pilot e-bike charging stations to help lower costs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.